Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here's your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday. It is January 26th. It is 2017. And we have lots to talk about when it has come to affecting you, your buckos and all points in between. We will talk the new president and trade and earnings and markets and the economy and jobs, and just whatever else, ladies and gentlemen. And we will have a lot to say today. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. We're doing a big webcast this weekend. Sign up for it. You could sign up for it by itself, monthly, quarterly, yearly. We guarantee 30 webcasts every year. Some to that effect. And this weekend, we will put up a webcast of all the gaps to the upside and downside and what we think on earnings reports that are already out. So check it out at GaryK.com. So as we have been doing every day, we have been going through what's going on with Donald Trump every day. We agree with him on the economy. We're going to call it somewhere in the 70% neighborhood. The other 30% is what, not necessarily a disagree, but a wait and see. Because I got to tell you, we've all been in the thought process that these trade deals are good. And lo and behold, Donald Trump comes out and says they're not good. Now, do we believe that? Do we believe his opinion? And it's interesting. And let me be clear. If it was a Democrat doing the things that Donald Trump is doing right now, the Republicans would be ripping them to shreds. That's how topsy-turvy things are. So here's a little bit from today. We were supposed to meet with the head of Mexico, and that blew up because of trade. Trump says Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Mexico says they're not. Trump says they're going to pay for it through taxes, tariffs, whatever you want to call it. And if you don't like it, tough, and we're going to start putting 20% tariffs on everything. So we got this war going on, for lack of a better word, between us and Mexico. Now, my good buddy Charles Payne started his show today with some facts I had no idea about that I will confirm that if true, maybe Donald Trump's onto something. In 1992, before NAFTA, we had a trade surplus of $5 billion with Mexico. And then after 92 went 94, $1 billion surplus. Now, you ready for this? And this is what was put up. We have a $58 billion deficit with Mexico. This is all after NAFTA. So the question is, does NAFTA suck? Now, I got to go look at these numbers and confirm, but if that's the case, maybe I'm wrong and Trump is right. Time will tell. What else today in Trump land? Well, I just got to bring this up to you because what I do like about him is he's ripping the media every day. We have been telling you on this show for years that the media is corrupt, in the tank. You can't believe them. They're biased. They are on their backs, paws in the air, tongues wagging, frothing at the mouth, lap dogs. For 8 years, no curiosity, no investigations, no reporting, misreporting, underreporting of President Barack Obama. Completely in the tank. Now it's a daily colonoscopy of Donald Trump. All benefit of the doubt went to Barack Obama. No benefit of the doubt goes to Donald Trump. Even when in plain sight, Obama and the administration bold-faced lied, they never reported it as a lie. But they have no problem calling Donald Trump a liar on any number of things. And you know what I noticed today? Go turn on CNN or MSNBC anytime during the day. They don't use the term President Trump. It's just Trump. They always use the term President Obama. Even today, they in their chyron, which those things at the bottom of the screen, the President of Mexico. And then they put up Trump. It's just Trump. They hate this guy. They absolutely hate him, are disgusted with him, are vomiting over this. And I got to tell you, I love it. They deserve every bit of it, all the ire for misreporting, underreporting, not investigating, no curiosity, hacks. And I would tell it to their face. I watched Matt Lauer this morning, the Today Show guy, interview Kellyanne Conway. You know she is, right? He was Mr. Big Shot with the big, tough questions, and when he didn't like the answer, he got all huffy and asked again. With Obama people and Obama? Well, what are you having for dinner tonight? How's the weather at the White House? Oh, really? How's the wife and kids? That's how you get $9 trillion of new debt in 8 years. A freaking healthcare system that is chaos. A subpar economy, even though we had 0% interest rates and the printing of trillions and negative interest rates and the printing of trillions around the globe. And a fake unemployment rate brought to you by the rigging, the absolute rigging and manipulating of the labor participation rate. But none of that's reported. They didn't care that the IRS visited the White House 150 to 200 times, and at the same time, Lois Lerner took the fifth. But there's nothing here. But now Donald Trump, daily colonoscopy. So it is going to be fun, ladies and gentlemen. We'll report it to you. Everything that affects you and your money. The White House suggested a 20% tax on Mexican imports. Mistake. They've already started walking it back. My biggest problem with Trump is mouth disease. Sometimes you shut the heck up. Sometimes you have to shut up. And they don't shut up. And right now, markets are fine. Just keep that in mind. Trade wars will not be good for markets. By the way, go on CNN right now. It says Trump's fraud investigation. Not President Trump. Dirtbags, every one of them. No respect. Disrespect. Today on the show. Yes, I will be talking about Sears Holdings. No, really. And we'll have some pointed comments. We'll have some earnings reports. We'll have some gaps to the upside. My thoughts on Chicago. And much, much more. Thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Vester's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Culp. I'm your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're having a good day. Lots to cover today in the market. So let's get going right now on today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. A little quiet day. A little bit of fireworks, though, we'll get into. The Dow up 32 in the Dow today. Goldman Sachs up 2. Boeing up 1.75. Microsoft was flattish. My bad. There's an aftermarket on that. I'll give it to you in a second. United Health was up $1.50. S&P down 1. NASDAQ down 1. NASDAQ 100 up 5. Russell 2000 down, I think, 5. Advanced declines. 1350 on New York. 1118 on the NASDAQ. Financials, mostly green. Mostly green on the financials. They rallied off the 50-day moving average a couple of days ago. So far, so good. And then it was just kind of like, let's see, the commodity stocks are mostly red. Just a lot of, how's this? A lot of mixed. So what I do want to do is go through earnings of a bunch of things that kind of stood out like a sore thumb. But first, in the aftermarket, Google closed at $8.56. It's down $20 in the aftermarket. That means it's an $86 stock dropping to $83.50.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. is Talk Radio's experiencing a brief loss of audio.
To valuations anywhere from $200 million to $8 billion. And all the companies have one thing in common. They didn't even have sales. Some of the companies were just developed.
On the upside, KLA 10 Core. Intel's up a little bit. And that's about it in the aftermarket. But other things today. Sherwin-Williams, up a juicy 21 today. SHW, that's a gap, something to watch. On the other end, something you put in your house, Whirlpool was down 16. So a bunch of what I call all over the map. A bunch of all over the map. Charter Communications up 22 today. Talk of buyout. Cable One, 22. As mentioned, Sherwin-Williams. Tesaro, no sales biotech. Possible buyout. Put United Rentals on your list. That's a gap to the upside on their earnings with no sales growth. Again, earnings and sales stink. Royal Caribbean, no sales growth. Gaps to the breakout today. Symbol RCL. Should be on a watch list now. Or how about Biogen? Up 5 today. That doesn't look too good. POSCO on an upgrade, up 5 today. Texas Capital Bank shares is a 5. Here's one to put on your list. Southwest Airlines. Gaps up today. Breaks out. Big volume. Are you ready? Earnings down 17%. Revenues flat. Up 1%. Go figure. A few other names up for Market Taxis. Lockheed Martin bounces a little bit. Priceline up 3. Let's see. Clovis Oncology, another no sales biotech, up 3. WW Grainger were in the 3. ServiceNow up 3, but it was up 6. Legion Travel were in the 2s. Amazon, they report soon. Alaska Air, East West Bank Corp, Goldman Sachs. That is about it on the upside. On the downside, if I can find it, I'd give it to you. Whirlpool mentioned. McKesson down 12. Intuitive Surgical, 12. F5 Networks, 12. BlackRock, 9. A Biomed, 9. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, 8. LogMeIn, 7. Citrix, 6. Helmerich & Payne, 6. 5 or more, Mattel. And I have my thoughts on that. Alliance Data Systems, Hasbro Toys, Mattel. AutoZone, 4 or more. Las Vegas Sands on their earnings break down badly. Dish Network, Constellation Brands. Raytheon on their numbers. C.R. Bard in the 3s. T. Rowe Price, Northrop Grumman. Coca-Cola Bottling, Stamps.com, O'Reilly Automotive, 2 or more, almost done. Qualcomm, really getting hit. Lithium Motive, Cardinal Health, Allergan, Bristol Myers, really getting hit. Fleet Corps, Lam Research, Lear Corp, Celgene, bunch of biotechs. Burlington Stores, Asbury Automotive, some auto companies. Rangold, Gold, Xilinx, Ameriprise Financial, and now I'm done. That is your ups, that are your downs. Notice, there's some blow-ups out there on earnings, which, let me just say this, that's normal. In any market, good or bad, it's normal. The fact of the matter is, the Dow and S&P broke out yesterday. A lot of the major stuff held support and or moving averages. And until that stuff is violated, well, you know what the next line is. Until the next area support is violated, we'll see there's a lot more earnings to come out. Google is done. Down a little bit. I wouldn't sweat it. Microsoft is done. Up a little bit. Intel, I forgot that one, is down 4 cents. Up next on the Edge, more of the markets, some thoughts on Chicago, and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Now, I recognize that I said to you that earnings and sales stink. I am just letting you know. I'm not seeing anything great in earnings and sales. Sure, there's some growth names that have decent numbers. But I can go through a slew of names right now and say to you, earnings down 13, revenues down 1. And just keep reporting and let you know the stocks have gone up. IBM sales down 1%. Stocks moved up. Royal Caribbean, 0% sales. Stocks moved up. Gapped up today. There's a lot of that going on. Just remember the thought process. It's not the news. It's how the market reacts to the news. Caterpillar. Earnings flat. Revenues down 13% year over year. Stock was down a measly 93 cents today. Wynn's Resorts. Reported after the close. Earnings down a whopping 51%. Stock's up $7 in the aftermarket to 102 and change. Something will give. Either earnings are going to come back in a big way, or something's going to give. But right now, I don't have any complaints. I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a bunch more reports to come out. Stay tuned. There are a bunch of names that have broken down. For instance, Southwest Airlines really breaks out on volume today. JetBlue's breaking down. For whatever reason, the market decides. Or the big money decides. So pay close attention. My favorite one was DuPont. They're showing an 89% increase in earnings, but a 2% drop in sales. Really? What, are they selling the good weed? That's a joke, DuPont. Don't send your lawyers on me. Joke. Comedy. Anyway, just letting you know. Sears Holdings. We have been telling you for years about Kmart and Sears, that Eddie Lampert, who runs the joint, has turned it into a crap hole, destroyed the company, losing tons of money. I don't even know how they're still alive. I think Mattel's news today had something to do with not being in their stores anymore. Because they don't know if they're going to get paid. That's my guess. I'm just letting you know now that Sears Holdings, the stock, is acting like something's up and in a big way. They just sold Craftsman, the brand that they owned. to Stanley Black & Decker for $900 million in cash. So they got $900 million in cash. You know why? They need the cash. So forget everything else. It's just acting like something's up. It's down to new yearly lows. It's at $7.96. It's down to a market cap of $852 million, even though they have $23 billion in sales. But of course, they're losing just oodles and oodles of money. So again, we're just letting you know. And I'm sure you don't own it. It'd be crazy if you did. But just in case you're thinking about it, I would not be surprised that in the months ahead, splat. And by the way, speaking of splat, there was a big article today about how many bricks and mortar stores are shutting in the malls. And a lot of malls are being sold at dirt cheap prices because of it. The world's changing, kids. This online is killing bricks and mortar. And in order to stay relevant, you better partner up. And if you look at some of these retail stocks, they just be dead. They just be dead. Other things sticking, that's about it. Not much else sticking out except to say we remain a little bit above range now off of yesterday's action. I have made a point of being careful of watching too much and all the ya-ya 20,000 Dow. It is meaningless. If the Dow drops a little bit tomorrow, they could be right back onto it. So just be careful. Play it as it comes. Now, I also must tell you one other note. And I just want to bring it up. Most pundits believe that valuations are high. Then there are other pundits that believe valuations are the highest ever. I'm going to post something later tonight, just an article from Zero Hedge, that U.S. stocks now are selling at the highest price-to-sales ratio since 2000, and way higher than 2008. Now, remember what I've been telling you here about sales. They've been going down as the market's going up. And that's not just the oil companies where they had their problems. It's a lot of stuff. Again, we're technicians first. This is all for the file manager. Just want to let you know the things we are reading about and, of course, confirming. We're very careful about what we tell you on this show. So let me repeat, we're going to do a webcast this weekend. It will be all the gaps that we think are of import both up and down. And our thoughts and description of them, and whether they're playable or not. You can sign up at GaryK.com under the word webcast. Quite the invaluable stuff and therapy for me. Got a few more things I want to talk about, and just. And this is of the important part. I just want to read an article written by the Associated Press, another political hack job. Congressional analysts said Trump has inherited a stable economy, but a government that faces a worsening debt and deficit outlook. How can you say in the same statement a stable economy but worsening debt and deficits? There's nothing stable about this economy. It's been working off of 0% interest rates for 8 years and the printing of $4.5 trillion here. Another printing of $20 trillion around the globe, and not only 0% rates, but negative rates, and the buying up of markets. That's what I mean by bullcrap that you are reading. You know when it would be stable, and I would call it stable? When interest rates are back to normalized, and the money printing spigot stops. Until then, there's nothing stable about it. And it's unbelievable that anybody would print stable. They're not doing their work, and they're just biased hacks. Damn shame. Up next, more on the markets, other news, whatever else. And the Australian Open. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. No, really. A few things I want to talk about. Number one, the Australian Open. Serena of Williams against Venus Williams in the finals. They're in like their mid-30s. Do you know how many women have come and gone since their pros? And now they're back into a major Grand Slam, especially Venus, who has had big, big illnesses and stuff like that. I think it's an unbelievable story. First off, to me, Serena Williams is the greatest athlete ever, woman or man. That's number one. The record speaks for itself. How long she's been doing it, how many have gone by the wayside. To me, that's just my... And look, we're talking about unbelievable company. Let's just say she's right in the story about the greatest athlete ever. Not the greatest woman, the greatest athlete ever. And Federer is now in the finals of the Australian. I'll be up 3 a.m. Saturday and 3 a.m. Sunday to watch the finals. Now, Federer doesn't know who he's playing. I believe Nadal plays, I forgot the guy's name. He plays in the semi, so we'll see what happens there. Just amazing, amazing stories in the tennis world right now. And I'm thrilled for this weekend. Chicago. I'm paraphrasing a headline. Six people shot at memorial for gunshot victim. Where I completely agree with Donald Trump is about wanting to send the feds in there. And I'm not talking about with armor and arms. Somebody's got to get in there. And there's a certain area of Chicago, but it's not all of Chicago. Have you seen the numbers? Have you seen it? The death and despair. These are young people that are needlessly dying. And as I said yesterday, I'm watching this Rahm Emanuel. He's like nonchalant. Well, you know, kind of like, you know, if I'm running the joint, I'd be crapping in my pants over it. And doing something serious about it instead of just standing back and flapping the gums. Who knows who died? Could be a scientist or a great doctor or an astronaut or the next president of the United States may be dead of gunshots in Chicago, which, by the way, has like the strictest laws on guns in the United States. See how that well that works. And I'm just bringing this up. Look, this is a show about you, Investor's Edge, all that. But I got to tell you, I've got your ear. I've got to cover some of this stuff. And I get emails from people in Chicago all the time listening to this show. How is it that they're not doing anything about it but except flapping their gums? They're doing nothing. And I got news for the other part of the equation. The Yutz attorney general that's now gone, that Lurid Letteridge, goes out and pisses all over the police of Chicago 2 weeks ago, saying, oh, they're too rough on... Too rough? They're afraid to walk outside the police because of people like you that has hamstrung them. Yeah, it's the police's fault. Without the police, do you know what Chicago would be like? What was that movie I once saw where the whole city was destroyed? I think it was Loretta Lynch, the attorney, whatever she is. What a moron! These people are morons! To hamstring the police while people are shooting each other up in that same city? These were the people running this country for 8 years. By the way, at this shooting, an 8-year-old girl shot in the leg, a 10-year-old shoulder. Imagine that. Imagine your little 8-year-old that's sitting next to you right now listening to this show at a memorial for somebody else that was shot, and they're shot. This is real world stuff. And they did nothing for 8 years. Hopefully Trump does something about it. And maybe the people of Chicago will start voting some people in. Now don't just flap their gums 24 hours a day. But that's not smart enough, right? I don't understand how people keep voting in people that do nothing except promise and get voted in again. Do you know there's some senators and congressmen, or congresspeople, that have been in there for 40, 50 years? Are you freaking kidding me? Man, oh man. No wonder Trump won. Let's look, Republicans are in power. They better put their best foot forward, or they're going to hear from me and many others. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,